This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Amber this morning. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
So you have a boyfriend. His name is Benji. You two live together, right?
I have a boyfriend, but maybe not after this call.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right.
We are starting spicy. Okay. Tell us what happened. Let's just get right to it.
Okay. Yes, we do live together. So I was just doing what I usually do, you know, scrolling online, trying to buy something. So my card was not working, and I was upstairs, so I just grabbed his wallet to use his card, and I just noticed there was like a hotel key card in his wallet, and we have not been to a hotel recently. He has not traveled for work recently. I do not recognize this hotel chain, but I don't say anything to him because I'm like worried he's going to lie or make up an excuse. So I'm just calling y'all.
Sure.
Kate, we're going to call him up. Kate's going to offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to. More importantly, we'll see what he writes on the card, and you'll be able to hear everything, although you will be on hold.
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Benji?
This is Benji.
Hi, Benji. This is Carol with... And I am calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses. Absolutely. It's a completely free offer.
No, thank you. I'm kind of busy. And
Hold on, Benji. Before you go, that wasn't a free offer for roses. Are you still there? Hello?
What's going on?
Okay, so my name's Gavin. That's actually Katie. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and you are on War of the Roses. It is a relationship test to see if you're cheating on your girlfriend, whose name is Amber, who is listening in right now. I'm going to bring her back in here. Amber, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sorry about that. Sometimes it just doesn't work. Do you want to tell Benji what you found?
Okay, well, I saw a hotel key, and I looked up where the hotel was, and it was in Stockton, and we have not gone there, so I'm very confused why you were there.
Benji, are you still there?
I don't even know what to say right now.
Obviously, because you're taking forever to respond. It's not that hard. Like, why was there a hotel key in your wallet?
So, Benji, are you not denying what she's saying?
I'm not saying that I'm confirming or denying anything. I just don't know what to say.
What the f*** is that supposed to mean?
It was a one-time thing. It was a one-time thing. I am sorry.
What are you talking about?
I am so sorry. Like, nothing happened. We just...
What do you mean nothing happened? If you kept a hotel key, something happened.
Well, I mean, being in a hotel at all.
You're very controlling and domineering. I needed someone to talk to.
What?
you follow me everywhere. You go through my stuff. I need to go somewhere where I could talk to someone, and you wouldn't
be able to. You need to go to a hotel room in Stockton?
Well, and who are you talking to?
I just needed somebody to talk to.
So you're not going to say who? You're not going to...
Yeah, nothing physical happened.
Okay.
Like, you understand how that
I know.
Benji, you can...
I know it seems a little icky, but she goes through my stuff. She would have seen that I was seeing a therapist.
I feel like you're kind of turning this on me as if I'm a bad person. And if you really saw a therapist, I want to see the bill from the therapist.
And that's why I went to a hotel with someone to talk.
Listen, don't take this the wrong way, but was it a man or a woman?
Oh, my God.
It was a man.
Okay. Did anything beyond, and you, I think you already answered this, but I'll ask it again. Did anything beyond talking happen?
No.
Okay, I mean, I think this is a really weird War of the Roses.
I do too.
But like something's happening, but I don't know if what's happening. Like, I feel like I believe him because the story's so weird.
You do?
I guess. I mean,
no offense, Benji. Like, nothing about this. Like, you met with a therapist. I don't know.
But when you said Benji, though, and listen, I'm not supporting you turning it around on her. I'm not saying that. But when you said, though, like, you know, if I told you I was in therapy, you would have gotten defensive. I know how that feels.
I understand that. It's the part where a therapist will meet you in a hotel room.
I know. That
I find a little sketchy. But...
Which we're not confirming or denying is a therapist.
Right.
So, you listen, we've run out of time for this, but you two have so much to talk about. In all honesty, I wish I could listen to the rest of the conversation because you two are spicy. But this is as far as we can go with it. All right. Okay. So it's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.